Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
We're going to go from Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. And this is an incredible declaration to a people who were in exile. Isaiah is a prophet. God spoke through him to his people, the Israelites. And at this time, he speaks to them. They're actually in exile. They've been taken away to Babylon. And their home, their land has been taken over, destroyed, their cities, their temples ruined. But God speaks to them in this space and he says this. He says, "Sing, O barren, you who have not born. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants shall inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Wow, what a powerful promise to declare to a people who are looking around themselves in that moment, in that time that it was spoken to them and thinking, we've got nothing. We've got nothing. It's been taken away. It's been destroyed. It's been ruined. But God made this declaration to them through the prophet Isaiah. And we know that he made this declaration to them as a literal promise to them that though they were exiled in that moment, they were going to return one day to their beloved land. They're going to be able to rebuild their temple, and that this nation of people are going to flourish again. That no longer would they see themselves as barren, as not being fruitful or being able to produce more children, but they were going to be like that married woman that has this whole tribe of kids, that they're going to be flourishing, they're going to be abundant, they're going to be experiencing the blessing of God. And that's the literal application of that prophetic word to them. But we also know that this prophetic word that Isaiah brought was a referral to a time that for him was still to come, when Jesus Christ was going to come onto the earth and he was going to show the world the gospel message, and that gospel message was going to be able to go to every single person who lived and breathed. Not just the Israelites, not just the Jewish nation, but every Gentile was going to be able to hear the message of Jesus Christ that was going to bring them to freedom, that was going to bring them from being people who were lost to now being found, that was going to take them from being in darkness to now living into their marvelous light. And we should get way excited about that, because that's us. That is us. What God established then was for us. And what is so exciting about this is this whole idea of expansion and extension. That God says to his people, you need to expand this tent. You need to make more room, because what I'm about to do is going to bring more in. And what you have right now is not big enough to contain what I'm about to do. And, you know, I think that God spoke this message through Isaiah to his people because he knew what they were going to be like in the season that they were in. That when they were looking around at barrenness, when they were looking around at their inability to even have some land or own a house or be flourishing in the things of God, that they would look at their present time, that they would look at what was then there, here and now, and go and consider and live only from that place, not with a generational mindset, not with a way of thinking that I need to be expanding, creating a space for the future to come in. I need to be creating and expanding and extending so that there more can be added by God to what we are doing right now. And isn't that so like us today, where we are living our lives following God, but because we can so easily get caught up in the here and now, that we can neglect to live for the generations, that we can neglect to live with the future in mind. And so we leave something for the next generation that they will have to work hard to establish, that foundation that we should have established for them. where they are left with the burden of having to build the legacy that we should have left behind. And yeah, I know that times can be tough and that we can all be facing all different kinds of challenges in our lives, challenges that draw our attention away from living for the future. Perhaps you're having a challenge in your family, or you're struggling in your business or your finances. Perhaps you have just a real sense of uncertainty around your job or even your marriage or your health. These challenges are a problem. That is a no-brainer, right? But without dismissing the impact that they can have on our lives, what I want to suggest to you today is that the other problem that they present is that they take our eyes away from living generationally. That instead we live out with our eyes on the here and now, and we only live for the here and now. We live in that survival mode where we're not living with the future in mind. We're not establishing something for the next generation. Instead, we're held captive by our challenge, and we're held captive by our lack, and we just get by day to day. And so in that situation, what happens to the future? What if we get so focused on our lack or our challenges that we choose not to extend? We choose not to expand what we have now. What if we get so focused on the here and now that the next generation is left with the task of having to carry and to build what we were supposed to prepare for them? That the legacy we leave them is one of lack. That's pretty sobering stuff, right? But stay with me. It's going to get better, okay? Can I suggest to you today that these words that were spoken via Isaiah to the Israelites pointed out to them, just as it does to us today, that leaving a legacy is an intentional act of preparation. Leaving a legacy is an intentional act of preparation. Just like that family, that woman that Isaiah used to represent the people of Israel would have had to intentionally expand and extend that tent, intentionally live for the future rather than what was right in front of her, intentionally and sacrificially doing what it takes today to prepare for the next generation sets them up for a win. God is calling us today to prepare intentionally, not just for us here now, but for the nation's church of tomorrow. Not just to ensure that it can hold its place in the communities where it is right now, but that it would continue to expand and it would continue to extend from year after year, from generation after generation. You know, I am so glad and so grateful for every person who 17 years ago in 2004 gave to building our future, the very first one for Nations Church. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that they didn't stop giving. I'm so grateful that there are people who gave in 2004 and 2005 and 2010 and 2015 and 2020. And you know what? Today in 2021, it's not time for us to drop the ball. Today in 2021, we need to continue to live generationally, to build now something that future generations will inherit, that we will continue to get ready and to prepare for what God desires to do, for the more that He desires to bring in, for the more that He desires to establish in this house. And so today I want to speak to you on this thought, to get ready, to get ready. You know, today is building our future across all of our nation's church campuses. It's a day where we position our hearts towards the future. It's a day when we take our eyes off the here and now and the potential it has to keep us living in survival mode and fix our eyes ahead and choose to live intentionally with the generations in mind to build something that they will inherit. We do this because we know that the future for the next generation is not guaranteed. We do this because we know that it's not just going to happen by accident, that it requires an intentionality, that it requires hearts that are set on the future. It requires a people who are committed to build upon what God has done to this point and leave a great foundation for the next. We do this because we know that there is no limit There is no limit to what God can do when each generation fulfills its purpose to prepare something for the next. God's word says this. It says that one generation shall praise your works to another, and they shall declare your mighty acts. Isn't that incredible? That one generation shall declare his works to the next, and that one will declare it to the next, and that one will declare it to the next. And so it goes on and on and on. You know, last week we looked at the power of legacy. We heard from people from this very stage, people who call this church home, and the power of legacy in their lives, that as they have been sown into, so they have chosen to sow into the next person. That's the legacy chain. That's the links in the legacy chain being joined together to establish a future that the generations will inherit. You know, I'm so grateful that for what we have here today. I am so grateful that we are worshiping and gathering in a building that is owned. That we're not worried from week to week whether we're going to be able to afford the rent. That from year to year we know that Nations Church Port Kennedy has put a stake in the ground and we are here to stay. And what we have here now can only be built on again and again and again for future generations. You know, I'm so grateful for every person who has sowed before us. I'm so grateful for the people of Midcoast City Church who were the church that then became a Nations Church campus. I'm so grateful for those senior pastors back then, Ian and Denise Weaver, and how they sowed so diligently for 10 years into that church that then became a Nations Church campus. I'm so grateful for the Lighthouse Church that came to join us not long after we'd begun here, and Pastor Steve and Jackie Griffiths, who so faithfully led them to become part of Nations Church, and they themselves are part of Nations Church today. That people have chosen to contribute and build on the legacy that God's created here, to add more and more and more, to build this community, to build this community of people who are so faithful and so excited to see what God is going to do next. I'm so grateful that over these Building Our Future Sundays that have taken place for the last 17 years, that we have this building today. And Belmont Campus has a building today. And Phnom Penh Campus has a building today. And our Myrie Campus has a building today. And we'll have a new one later this year, a building that is going to be the hub for the global operations of Nations Church. How incredible is that? We have gone global. We have gone global. That is just incredible. And I bet those people who sowed in 2004, I wonder if they imagined that this is what it would be like in 17 years' time, that the seed they sowed would have produced so much. There is no limit to what God can do with the seed that you sow today. A legacy like the one we live in now, this is only guaranteed for future generations if we continue to allow God to do that work in our hearts, to become those generational-minded people who are focused on building a legacy, who are focused on sowing seed, so that buildings like this can continue to be purchased or built or developed or grow or added to, so that people like us can find a place of refuge and sanctuary, can find Jesus, can discover his presence and what it means to live within a community of believers. That it will take us living intentionally to ensure that there will always be growing and flourishing churches just like ours in the communities of Western Australia, Australia, and all around the world. You know, we're called to live a life that's not just about our here and now. We're called to live a life that is about others, that is about the future, that is about the generations that are to come. And these generations we speak of, they are people. People like you and I, men, women, children, young adults, teenagers, people from every demographic, every walk of life who will need a church to call home. People who will need to be in a place that upholds the word of God. People who will need a place where they can come and rest and worship and find family and home apart from the chaos of the world. this word in Isaiah. Extend your tent. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. It speaks of preparation for a growing family. When we think of tents, we think of camping holidays, right? We think of going to Kalbarri, pitching your tent. Think of going down to Dunsborough or Margaret River or one of those places if you're a camping kind of person. But in Old Testament times, when Isaiah talked about tents, people would picture a home. People would picture a place where family was born and raised, where children were added, where generation after generation would live and move and grow. And in Old Testament times, as a family grew bigger, the family would simply just sew another section onto the tent. And they would extend those cords and strengthen those stakes, and they would make it bigger and make it larger and extend so that more could be gathered in and space could be made. And this is what Isaiah was saying. This is what he was meaning. He was saying that it's time to extend. It's time to expand. Even though right now you may have an empty seat right next to you. Even though right now those people that you've been believing for haven't yet walked into the house of God. He's saying expand now. Extend now. You need to start to prepare for the family that is to come. Just like parents who are over a growing family will invest in the extension and the expansion of their home so they can add more, right? For all the parents here, when you started to have children, perhaps you were like, wow, we're going to need a bigger house. We can't live in this two-bedroom apartment any longer. We've got to get something with more rooms. We've got to extend it out. We've got to sell that Holden Barina and get ourselves a minivan. We've got to make more room for those children and that family to come in, for those people to be added. As parents, we are intentional about our preparation for the family that's to come. We go from adding rooms and getting a bigger car to start to think about the school that they're going to go to and how we're going to invest in the future of that next generation that is right before us, because we want to set them up for a win. We want to set them up to flourish and to grow. And this is what we are doing today. As we give financially to building our future, we're stewarding what we have for the next generation to set them up for a win. We're using what we have now to prepare for the expansion and the extension to come, to establish a strong platform for them to build on. This is what we're created for as people of God, right? To be those faithful stewards, to use what we have now to build for the future. God is a generational God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we too are called to be like him as his image bearers, to be people who live and think intentionally with the future in mind, about the generations that are going to come after us. So that just like David said in Psalm 102, so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord. So a people not yet born will praise the Lord. You know, people who gave in 2004, many of them would never, in fact, I'd like to say that most of them would never have ever set foot in this campus. They've probably never seen it, probably never met us, but they gave. They gave knowing that God would take that seed and faithfully grow it. And today as we sow, we're sowing for people that are not yet born, people that we may never meet, probably in nations that we will never go, in places that we will never set foot. We are sowing today with the future in mind, that our seed will go far beyond us to reach a people not yet born. In Matthew 13, Jesus shared this parable. He said, he told them this: the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and it becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Now, we heard from our senior pastor recently when he unpacked this scripture for us about the significant part that the man in this parable plays. the seed in this parable is God-given. And the growth of this tree, that's God-given. But for that seed to become a tree, it took action on behalf of the man. For that seed to be planted, he is the facilitator of the seed becoming all that it was designed by God to be. And we can draw from this that our decisions and the choices that we make matter, that they have consequences. The consequence of the man keeping his seed in the storehouse is vastly different from the consequence of him planting it in the field. One choice causes him to have just a seed, and the other causes him to have a tree that will produce seed over and over and over again. The first choice benefits him alone, but the second creates a place of sanctuary where others can come and find home and find safety and find shelter. And to not sow that seed would mean that that place does not exist. And our choice today is to sow seed. Our choice today, should we choose to make it, is to sow the seed where that will cause a place to be built where others can find sanctuary. In fact, I believe it will create places that will be built again and again and again in different places all over Western Australia and overseas, that there will be buildings like this for people like us to gather and call home. I'm so excited for what God has in store for the future of this house. That word in Isaiah 54 is a word that we can carry in our hearts, that we can live now to extend and expand, knowing that God is sending more than we could ever imagine to fill the house of God. And preparing this word just took me back to a prophetic word that Pastor Corey Turner declared over this house. Pastor Corey is an incredible prophetic voice in Australia, across the world, should I say. And he's a friend of Nations Church. He is coming to conference this year, and he's come in conferences past. And he actually stood on this stage in 2018, and he declared this prophetic word over this campus, but also over Nations Church. And this is just a snippet of it. He said that God showed me a picture of a train that was building momentum. And God said to me, I am bringing unstoppable momentum into this house. And he made this statement that this property is too small for where God is taking you and what he wants to do. That this property is too small. And he shared with us from the book of Acts about the revival that took place as the early church began, and how disciples were being made and added daily to the house, that it began to grow and gather momentum. And can I encourage you today that just as you've written your stories on these cards, on this frame, that there is a vision in your heart for the future of this house. That God has placed a vision in our hearts for the future of this house, that many, many would be added. That many of those people that we've talked about today, just like those birds who came and gathered in the tree, would come and gather in the house of God. That those empty seats that sit next to you today, do you believe that they will be full? Do you believe that the room will overflow with people and salvations and lives being restored and chains being broken off? That this building, this place that people have sowed into over building our future Sundays in years gone past, will be a place that sees the fruitfulness of God overflow. This is our hope and our belief today as we step out in faith and sow seed for the future. We know God is faithful to fulfill his promise. We know God is faithful to fulfill his word, that though we may sow one seed today, that he can produce a harvest from that seed. That we sow one seed today, that he can produce a great tree where others can come and gather, where others can find home. And we know this is not without sacrifice, a sacrifice that many who are part of Nations Church today and many who have gone before us have been willing to pay. But this is a sacrifice that is not wasted, but is laid in the faithful hands of God. As we have laid his God-given seed back in his hand, as we do our part to act like the man in that parable, that he is faithful to grow that seed and to produce that tree.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.